Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, depending on where you are. Pardon my voice. I'm still a little froggy from my sickness and still coughing a little bit, but mostly feeling so much better. So let me do my tuning in chant. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo I bow to the ancient divine infinite wisdom that's within me. Yes, it's within all of you, and it's all around us. We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one. And it is beautiful. So, of course, no surprise, lots going on. Hopefully this is all good. I couldn't get my laptop to work, be cooperative this morning. So I'm not able to look on the studio for the Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, I'm sure it's fine. Anyway, I think my last installment of my exciting life right now was that we thought we had found a house in Corvallis, and that actually fell through, which is all good, all perfect. It just always works out. And so we are actually, though, going to move beginning of February. We have a friend who's going to be out of town, has offered their house for a month, and who has a little tiny little place there where he doesn't spend a lot of time, and he's offered that for really great rent for us for a few months. And then this summer, if we don't find a house before then this summer we'll be staying at our friend Wendy's house for 4 months starting in June. And taking care of her animals and her house and everything. So we basically have housing up and through September, October. So, but we've arranged, we're going to put our stuff in storage, and we're going to be kind of, in some ways, footloose and fancy free. We're going to put pretty much everything possible in storage and just keep our, immediate belongings very light. And, so it'll be really kind of interesting. It'll be very gypsy-ish feeling, although I guess I'm not sure if that's an okay word to use. Let's say not situated in one locale. So anyway, it's kind of fun, exciting. It's nice to be able to get to do something. And so we're going to get boxes tomorrow and start packing. And I'm actually going to be pet-sitting in Corvallis starting the 11th up until the 31st. So I'll be able to get all my stuff in the kitchen and most of the bathroom all packed up before I go. And I'll be gone pet sitting, and actually that'll be fairly relaxing for me. So it's kind of interesting how it's working out. And I'll come back and then we'll finish the packing and then move down there probably on the 3rd or so, 2nd or 3rd of February. So anyway, okay, that's what's going on in my life. And the angels say they want to chime in here. So they are giggling and laughing, and they're rolling around a bit, clutching their stomachs with laughter, because they're saying, see how it works out. You silly humans, how you don't quite trust. You know you want to trust, and on sometimes you do really trust, and it all works out. They're saying that there will be an even more perfect house for us coming up here in the next few months. And not that they're making predictions, but they feel confident about that. And some of the things that did come up for us is that we really have fine-tuned the neighborhood we want to live in Corvallis. The house that we were feeling like it was going to work out was an older house built in 1942. And although on the surface it looked really fabulous, you know, it had been really updated, brand new paint, appliances, floors, whatever, windows, stuff. There were a lot of problems underneath the house that were not revealed initially. So I think it's really gonna get us out of. We're not fixer uppers, you know. We need the house to be pretty okay. And and then I started thinking about, I wasn't sure if the bathtub was perfect, which may sound silly to some of you, but I'm a real bath woman. I love taking my bath every night. So, and then I really wanted a big open kitchen. So the angels were like, yes, you can have a big open kitchen, you know, a big family great room kind of feeling. So, anyway, and we know that we want to be close to our friend Wendy, and we want to be, you know, I'd love to be close to the park and where I love to walk, and be close to being able to walk places easily. And of course, ride our bikes is very easy there. So the angels are saying that so much is shifting and changing so rapidly now that things can turn on a dime and like, you know, what do they say? From 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. Well, that's kind of what's happening now. And that it's exciting and it's wonderful, and that there's often a method to the madness. They're saying that we just can't ever really know. And there's just so much joy coming in this new year, more joy than we can begin to comprehend, and that prosperity, and in fact, they have told me that this situation where we're going to be staying in one friend's house will help, you know, we'll pay for like heating, whatever. And then the other friend who's offered us this really nice deal. I mean, this is another way that prosperity shows up. It's not like you necessarily get cash in your hand, but so they're saying that that's part of the wave of prosperity that's coming. I'm also very excited. I am going to launch at some point this next year into my business. I'm not sure what I'm going to call it. It's not life coaching. That's not it. I don't think it's going to be called angel readings. I don't think that's it. So I know the angels are saying it's going to come. And I believe, I totally believe. I seem to always, things come to me. I have complete faith in that kind of thing. I guess it's partly my physical world. I don't always have, I have trust on some level, but then I think because things have not often worked out how I anticipated or hoped. So then maybe there's a part of me that doesn't quite believe. And so the angels are saying, believe, baby, believe. And oh, they're telling me that I should write a song about that. Okay, maybe the next show I'll come up with my song. That's one of the things I like to do, is I'll take an existing tune and change the words and create a kind of a fun or and maybe inspiring song, you know. So okay, they're saying one about believing and trusting and stuff. Okay. So all that chanting for miracles, which is interesting because I created a whole sheet around healing and miracles for that other house. But I think, and of course, you have this idea in your head as a human, oh, well, that's going to work out so we can move into the house. But actually, I believe now they're nodding their heads. Yes, it really was a miracle of having it all unfold in the perfect way. So we found out before the house was purchased that it was not the right house for us. There were a lot of things that had come up around working with the person who was selling it too. So anyway, this is all good. We do like that neighborhood, so that was a good thing to know. And anyway, it's very exciting actually. And you just kind of don't know what's going to come up for you. And it is, again, it's that believing, that trusting. A lot of it for me is like, I know I'm on my path, and I'm very good at listening internally, you know, to know what's my next step. And so it was interesting working with a friend, because our friend Wendy is actually buying the house, and so not really having any control over that telling a friend recently, I'm super empathic, and so I was feeling her pain of all the hassle and stuff she was going through. Then the can-do part of me wanted to do something to help. I think I have this real thing. I feel somebody's pain, so then I want to do something to try to fix it or help them. So when there's nothing I can do, so then I resort to chanting, which of course is awesome, and that's really great. And then because I'm really pretty innocent, I want to believe people, and I do tend to believe people. So in the situation with this seller, I was believing him or wanting to believe him. And frankly, humans, we often, I think what can happen, and I've witnessed this in my previous occupation as a human resource person, people will lie to my, they would lie to my face and really be totally convinced they weren't lying. And so, sometimes you can turn things around in your head and you think, I'm really telling the truth. I mean, whatever the truth is, everybody has their own idea of what that is. And so I just find I can't judge too much. There are definitely some things that appear to be very clear cut as a lie. There's prevarication, of course, where I feel like that's like, leading someone down a path when you're not being completely factual. So anyway, this has been a good experience. Wendy was saying she learned really a lot from the whole thing, and she's basically full steam ahead. We didn't know if she wanted to continue, if it was just too much hassle for her, but she's just been a really good friend, and very wonderful offering to do this for us. So it's super sweet. And basically we'd do anything for her, and it looks like she'd do anything for us too, which is really nice. So let's see, I was going down the path there to something. Well, let's tune in. And the angels are shaking their pom-poms, and they're shaking sparkles over all of us, and they're saying, yes, dearest, you are on your path. You are so clearly on your path, and it is beautiful. And as you watch it unfold, each day, each minute, each hour will be, you will be in awe of the beauty and what will come out, and how things are shifting and changing. And you will be so in awe and so feeling so blessed. I already feel really blessed. And they're saying you feel more blessed, and it will end up this really lovely situation where you will feel like you're in a home that can be, as your husband says, your forever home. You'll be able to have a little garden. You'll be able to have Wendy's dog there with you. You'll be able to have your business there, whatever that might be called. And you know it'll be clear. I have the domain name saved, eyestothesoul.com, and which I had thought to use for photography, but I'm not thinking there's going to be much photography involved here. Well, gosh, the lady just told me I only have a minute and a half left. Isn't that amazing how that happens? So, all right. Humans, this is about us learning how to trust and flow with the path. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. So the angels are saying, do the chant for, excuse me, non-attachment, neutral mind in these last few seconds left. Okay. Asankanav, asankatav, agam agam asankalo, asankakehe siddhabhadahoy, akari naam, akari salah, akari gyan Kurat kavan kahavichar vichar varina java ekavar jo tu de pave sai balikar tu sada salamata nirankar. So beautiful people out there, beautiful humans, I send you so much love and many, many blessings. And there we go, just a few seconds left. I hope you're having a fabulous and happy New Year to you all. I'll see you all or hear you all or something. You'll hear me in the new year. Love you.